Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm your host, Wheelchair Rick, coming to you from a kind of a cold Michigan. Fall is heavily upon us. Winter's not yet here, but some of us that live here wouldn't know that yet. Today we come to you with a special guest all the way from the great state of Florida. But before we get to her, let's go ahead and roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's welcome to the stage Amanda Shiblett.
What is going on, girl?
Hey.
So, how are you doing? Thanks for filling in. I know we were supposed to have somebody else come on today, but stuff happens. You know, people got lives and stuff. So, yeah, we appreciate you coming. How was your day today? Let's start it off like that.
Trying. Very trying.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. Yeah, especially with what we had to deal with just to get this dang thing to work out here.
Now
you get to see what mostly everybody else had to deal with when we do these Wheelchair Wednesdays. I don't know what it is about it. Every time we get ready to start up, something happens. We got to go back, shut it off, unplug, replug. But eventually it gets to working. Yeah, sorry if you guys hear my phone here. I don't know why it keeps dinging. All of a sudden, I'm going to put on the Do Not Disturb. And we're going to ask you a series of 10 questions. You answer it however you want. It's pretty much just this interview is you. You know what I mean? Do what you got to do.
Okay.
The first...
It's not for the weak.
No. Well, hey, I wish I had a warning like I do in my other shows, but pretty much...
Great.
It's,
seriously.
It's, yeah, if you're telling people that, I mean, you know, 18 and up, please. I don't want to get in too trouble. You know what I mean? But... No, it's fine. Whatever you want to say, it's open game. The first question that I'm going to ask you is going to be, how did it happen? I mean, that's the first one we always get is, how'd you end up in a wheelchair? You know what I mean? So we'll go ahead and get that out of the way. Go ahead.
Okay. This is insane. So, legally, I can't say specifics, but because I'm still going through court stuff. But anyway, I was in a vehicle and it was we were taking a round trip and it was like an hour and a half down, hour and a half back. So we were 10 minutes from getting back to the original destination, and the person that was driving, I guess, fell asleep and hit a concrete barrier going 74 miles per hour.
Dang.
I was in the back seat and I flew through the front passenger seat into the front windshield. And
no seatbelt, I take
sorry.
It.
Sorry. People keep messaging, it keeps popping up. I was just making sure you're still there. What'd you say?
No, I was just going to say, no seatbelt, I take it then, huh?
No seatbelt. And I wasn't alone. There was a person in the back seat as well, and she had her seatbelt on, and she's walking. She had to have, like, surgery on her intestines and whatever have you. But anyway, so I immediately was, like, in the front floorboard, like face first in the front seat floorboard. And I was knocked unconscious and I woke up and I'm like, what the fuck is, like, you know, what's going on? Where am I?
Right.
And I was like, did we get in a wreck? And I'm like, oh my God, I cannot breathe. Pull me up. And let me tell you, I watch way too much 911, like Nashville 911 shows.
Oh yeah.
And I literally didn't even look down because I assumed that there was like a pole through my body or something. You know, you see all these crazy things on TV.
Right.
So I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on at the time. So anyway, finally, this lady pulls up and she's like, do you need help? I'm like, oh, my God, pull me out the car, please. Yes, I need help. And so she pulls me by my arms out of the car onto the concrete.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like going in and out of consciousness. I'm trying to keep this like a brief story and not do too many details. But I finally got to the emergency room. And at the emergency room, there was three police officers waiting for me, apparently.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what the heck? That's what I woke up to. I woke up and I woke up again at the hospital. I'm like, did I have surgery? Like, what's going on? And so they're like, you need to come with me. And I'm like, why? What's going on? You know, that's another story for another day. But so they told me to get off the bed and to go with them. And that's when I realized that I couldn't walk.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get off the bed. They're saying I'm faking it, charge me with resisting arrest.
What?
And yes, it's so crazy. I told you it was a crazy story.
That does sound crazy.
So, long story short, they got me in a wheelchair at that point. I couldn't even sit up in a wheelchair. I slid right out of it, you know, like freshly. So the doctors, because the cops were there to arrest me, they did a CT scan. They didn't do an MRI. And so the doctor said that there was nothing wrong with me.
What?
Like, yeah, the doctor said there was nothing wrong with me.
Wow.
So they took me to the jail.
That sounds like a lawsuit. Sorry for another day. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, anyway, so the worst part about this is they took me to the jail. They put me on suicide watch because I kept falling out of the wheelchair. And they were like, if you fall out of the wheelchair and hit your head one more time, we're putting you on suicide watch. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
So I did. And I was hanging by my hair from the back of the wheelchair, like screaming for help in this cell. That's disgusting. And they're like, oh yeah, she's like trying to hurt herself because she's fallen out of a wheelchair. Put her in suicide watch. Suicide watch, sat in there. Oh my God. I'm not even going to like lie. I was without food, water, shower, phone call, laying on a concrete floor with a hole in it to shit and piss in. Sorry for my language.
Oh, you're good. They've heard worse.
It needs to be the wrong cut. Like, this is how it was.
Right.
And so at this point, I'm thinking I'm dying because, like, I was so thirsty. Like, I was contemplating drinking my throw up. I was so freaking thirsty. I've never been that thirsty in my life. And,
right.
Like, 5 days after a traumatic accident like this, like, you know, you don't have anything, no nutrition, nothing. So, and nobody gave me any medicine or anything for it. So, anyway, sat there for 5 days. Finally, on the fifth day, I tried to claw my way to the tray hole, and I still have like marks on like my arm for where I like tried to claw my way to the tray hole to get food and water. But anyway, because they're like, you can walk, you know, that the doctor said you can walk.
And this sounds like some kind of like, yeah, Russian freaking gulag or something they just threw you in.
Yeah, crazy. This is all in Virginia, by the way.
Oh, way.
So that's where I'm from. Yeah. So long story short, finally day five, they called the ambulance and I'm like, oh my God, thank goodness, because I'm like, I can't even tell anyone. I'm screaming and crying for help. I thought I was gonna die, honestly. Like, I felt like I was dying.
Right.
So and the ambulance came, and when they came, I'm like, do not take me to that hospital that said that I don't, you know, I can walk and I'm faking it or whatever. I was like, I need to go to a different hospital. They took me to a different hospital. They did an MRI and they were like, oh my God, like,
right,
you have a spinal cord injury. We cannot even do that here. You have to go to the other hospital to get it done. And I'm like, oh my God.
Shit.
So I went there. They did the surgery. The ICU was so much better than the emergency room there. But needless to say, when I showed up to the hospital, I was in full kidney failure from not having food and water, and like past the lethal limit. And I had rhabdo, like a weakening of the muscles, because I sat in on concrete for 5 days in one fucking place.
The word of the day for this Wheelchair Wednesday is lawsuit. We'll be checking back with Amanda here shortly to see how that all works out. But no, that is ridiculous. Like, I've heard some crazy stories doing these, and that's probably up there with, like, top five for sure.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, I couldn't even believe it myself. And it's just, you know, it was the lack of compassion and empathy, like, everything. And, oh, by the way, I was in the hospital for a whole month. Still in custody, still not being able to call or text or call even a lawyer or call anyone. So people just thought I fell off the face of the earth for a month.
Right. Damn.
Yeah, it was insane.
Like, you already fall off the face of the earth by having to be in the hospital after a spinal cord injury, but like to be able to be like not be able to make a phone call or like nobody knows where you're at, that's crazy.
It's insane.
And then
it's
you
insane.
Pop up and you're in a wheelchair and you're like, hey guys, and I'm like, what the hell happened to you?
Yeah. So crazy. I never went back to that jail. Thank God I got bonded out, which that was a problem. Looking for me for rehabs that would accept me while I was in police custody. Like, how embarrassing.
Right. Man.
So embarrassing.
I feel like we're going to do some follow-ups to this, too. Later on down the road. I do these things called throwbacks where we get back with people and, like, talk about how they've been and what's going on. You're definitely a candidate
Love
for
a good
one of those.
Throwback.
Yep. No, go ahead. Is there something else?
Oh my God, I have such memory loss. It's sad.
You probably take gabapentin too,
huh?
Your
memory since
sometimes,
this has
yeah. But I smoke a lot of weed, so I like to contribute it to that. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, weed and me do not get along. I'll have like an anxiety panic attack.
Yeah, it's I've been smoking since I was teenager years, so. Kind of adapted to it, and it was in the first couple months trying to hang out with the fellas and be cool. It does it makes you feel like you don't want to do it, but once you get over that hump, it's all right. I'm not telling nobody don't go do it. I'm not giving you an okay now. Don't just because Wheelchair Rick said it was fine for him doesn't mean it's fine for you.
Hugs, not drugs.
There you go. Now my second question to you is kind of a tricky one, but. It's okay. Pretty simple. If you could go back to the day that you were injured and not get injured and live your life the way that you were living it without the knowledge that you have now, or the relationships or the friendships or anything else, would you give it all up to go back and do your life then, or would you stay where you're at?
So I'm 7 months in since this happened. It happened April 3rd. And I've been thinking a lot about this question just from watching your shows.
Thanks for watching, by the way.
Huh?
I said thanks for watching, by the way. Appreciate
it. Of course. I love to support things like this because we're like the minority. So it's like we're just like, swept under the rug and there's no, I'm so glad you do these. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, I have so much to say. So personally, me right now, with not having any health care, no disability. I've been waiting on it for 7 months. I applied when I was in the hospital. And I had health coverage in Virginia, but I had to move to Florida with my mom because I lost everything because of this. So, Florida is like, I still don't have health coverage. I'm applying, I'm waiting, I'm turning in all these packets. They denied me the first time for Medicaid because they said a paper was missing. And I'm like, this should have been expedited. I'm like an expedited case. Like, I have nothing, no assets, nothing anymore. So, therefore, I'm not able to see the doctors and everybody. I haven't even seen anybody from my spinal cord injury to like diagnose me again or whatever, because it changes. And so the only person that I've been able to see is my urologist because I still have a Foley catheter in. So,
oh my goodness.
That being said, I do, on the other hand, feel like God puts people in certain places for different things. And like throughout my whole life, like I've been a fighter and a survivor, like no matter what happens, I make it through it, make a way out of it. And I just think he put me in this position for a reason, probably to sit my ass down too, because I was doing too much, but,
right.
But literally sit me down. But, I think that today my biggest thing is like being a burden, and I hate asking for things and being a burden and like, you know, causing other people stress, and I know they don't want to take care of me, and mm-hmm. we don't have any help right now. So that's why I wouldn't. But then on the other hand, I would, because like, again, I think that I could potentially like help somebody in some way. You know, I'm all about if something's wrong or something is like, if people are unprofessional or wrong or like anything that goes on like that, I'm always like the one to fight it and try to like right the wrongs in the world,
right,
and take on the whole world and be like, okay, this is wrong, let me do something about this. So I'm on the fence. I honestly can't say.
But I bet you, and I don't blame you. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just gonna say, I don't blame you because you're so early.
Yeah, if you ask me, once I get Medicaid and disability, then I'll probably be, yeah. But right now, it's like a struggle to even get medication.
Right. Well, especially even having to move to another state, you know, even right after your injury, that right there is a whole nother thing, because the state of Florida didn't happen in the state of Florida. They don't, you know, they don't recognize any of that. So now they're going to have to transfer everything right. that was, you know, done, depending on what your insurance was, or even if you had any insurance. To what you can get.
I was covered by Medicaid in Virginia when this happened.
Right, right.
And so it's like I had to cancel and reapply when I came here, but it's been 6 fucking months. It's insane.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. And then just having to give up everything to go move with your mom because she's the only person that's there to help you.
We didn't speak 3 years prior to that. So
wow. Maybe God wanted to get you guys together, get you closer.
Yep.
You always got to believe there's some good in there somewhere, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I mean, I definitely appreciate her for taking me in. I haven't lived with her since I was 17, so.
Wow. Yep. We.
I mean, you know, we have our ups and downs, but I mean, ultimately, I'm thankful that I have, you know, her.
For sure. Yeah, family, I mean, for me, it came into my life, you know, early before my accident, obviously. I was a young punk kid doing all kinds of crazy crap, fresh out of jail, didn't have nowhere to go. My grandfather took me in and kind of taught me how to be a man and, like, take over my dad's old business and start doing what I needed to do to get my head on my shoulders and get my, you know, the ball rolling on life. So it is, to have somebody that's older to help you, that's part of your family, is, you know what I mean, not everybody has it, but to have it is a good resource.
Definitely.
So what about dating/married? I know you're freshly into it. Are you seeing anybody? Are you like, what's all that about?
No, but I'm trying to figure that out because I'm like
single, ready to mingle. She said,
definitely ready to mingle. I'm so lonely. Like, I don't have anyone. I don't know anyone in this state. I don't know anyone. I live in Jacksonville. I don't even know how to meet anyone because like at this point right now I am like, I can transfer myself from my bed to my wheelchair. I can't transfer myself to any other place because everything's higher up. So I can only transfer to things that are even level or downhill.
Right, right. Like a car is hard. I still have trouble doing that.
I've not mastered that at all. So it's like I am in this room and I'm upstairs. We do have a stair lift. But I can't get on the stair lift unless someone helps me. And then I can't get back onto the stair lift unless someone picks me up. So it's like, I'm like, if I had maybe, I don't know at what point how people can transfer uphill.
Right.
Do they do that? Is that a thing?
It is. They get on their butts and they start. What do you mean? Like, to get uphill to like a certain level?
Yeah, just to like a seat or something.
Yeah, so you always have to have a focal point. You have to have a higher up balance point where that you can lift and then use your leverage to put your butt where you have to use it, and then you're always going to use your front to direct where your ass is going, you know what I mean? And it's I've gotten to the point to where like if my bed's up here and my chair's down here and I have to get up there or something happens where like it's a level like this, like at a hotel or something, I always like I'll grab up and then I'll grab my chair thing and then I'll push forward. And I have somebody in front of me to catch me if I fall, but like the further forward I push, the higher up my butt gets. You know what I'm saying? And then I try to just swing over. It's hard to explain, but yeah, it's one of those things where you'll get the hang of it after you try it more and more. The better, you know, I mean, like I said, you're real, real fresh into it. So
yeah, because I mean, I can't really lift up in my wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Like I can move around in it, but I can't like, a little bit, you know? Yeah, I can't do that. Is that my arms?
Yeah, you'll get to working on that. That's from muscle loss and all that. But that's another thing. You got to keep these things going as much as you can. So try to get yourself a workout routine or something to where you can, like, still move the muscles that you got.
ChatGPT is amazing for that.
I've heard about it.
Oh, my God. They, like, created me a whole workout plan, asked my level of injury, asked me what I'm mobile on. Like, it's crazy. ChatGPT is, like, insane.
Yeah, AI is getting real crazy real fast. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, see, sorry, I'm trying to, like, put my hand on my damn chair. See, that's a good, like, way to utilize AI is through stuff like that. Other shit, like on the fucking phone or like people losing their jobs because robots are delivering and driving people in cars. Like,
yeah, that's just getting crazy. Side note, if you guys want to hear something about that, there's a show called Humans on Prime that I'm watching right now. Freaking nuts.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
Freaking nuts. Okay, moving right along here. I know, I keep waiting for my comments, like, all the fellas that I know getting ready to move down to Florida to come help you out. Pet peeves. What's your biggest pet peeve about being in a wheelchair? So far, I should say.
About being in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm. Well, or about being paralyzed or whatever, you know what I mean? Just something along that level.
Two things. So one thing is asking for stuff that I need, like, or like saying the same thing five times, like, can you do this? I can't do it myself, you know? And then, you know, and I'm sure, you know, it's a frustrating situation for everyone. People get frustrated. I get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then I'm like, okay, why would you put that there? I can't reach that. Everything has to be in reach. I always have to have this. So just trying to explain the best I can with my mouth saying stuff because I can't really like point directly and it's just hard. The other thing is like I panic so bad. Like I'm on anxiety medicine like crazy. Like I have panic attacks because I always think about like something happening, a fire or something, and I'm not able to get out of it or, you know, anything, defend myself, anything. I actually just ordered a knife off of Temu, so maybe that would make me feel safer.
You know what? For me, being a paraplegic, I know it sucks because I got the hands and the fingers. The first thing I did is when we came home and that COVID stuff hit and people were starting to break into houses, my girlfriend at the time, you know, now she's my fiance, but she was like,
congrats.
She said, I wish you didn't sell that gun you had. And I said, say less, let's go. So we went out and we bought another gun. And then one turned into two turned into four and it became a hobby.
I'm a felon, so I can't purchase.
Oh, nope. No guns for you. once you get something like at least you have like a knife or whatever, obviously be careful, but learn like how to use it. Learn what you would do if you had to grab it. Don't cut yourself, just like be aware.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, be aware of like how it operates, what you're gonna do, how you're gonna have to use it if you're gonna need it. I carry a knife all the time to open packages and stuff like that, whatever.
Yeah,
so I mean it's a good tool to have no matter what on you at all times.
Right.
I always said that if I was in like the doctor's office and like they were trying to like hold me in the corner and jab me up with some juice, I was gonna pull out my
because you never know these days.
Right, my little handy dandy switchblades.
Well, this hand this hand is like kind of open, like I can close it and open it, but this one's like stuck. I hate it. My hands are terrible.
Well, and I will say this, don't get too let down on that too, because I've heard of people that like start getting shit back too.
Yeah, I saw one of your videos where this guy, he was like a gamer guy. Oh my God, he talked so much.
Oh, it's probably Matt. You remember. Yeah, probably Matt.
Oh my God, he talked so much. But and I loved it. It was so entertaining. I probably do the same thing. I probably go out on rampages. But he had these ball things on his hands. It was like a ball and a string. I don't know if you remember, but
vaguely.
He's that gamer guy.
Yeah, yeah. Vaguely.
I didn't know if that was something for a game, because I'm not a gamer.
Yeah.
Or if it was something that helped his hands.
I think you're talking about Matt Zeman. And he does. He gets on there and he streams in games like all the time. And I think what you're talking about was a, I can't remember if it was like a therapeutic or like a video game thing. I think it was a video game thing, to be honest with you. I would have to go back and look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wheelchair Wednesday with Matt Zeman. Go look at that one. That's a good one. But yeah, it's to get your, like, okay, so for instance, I got a friend too. His name's Al. Albert. Shout out Albert Shaw. He actually came to my house one day and he grabbed his, brought over a .22 pistol that he had. It's a semi-automatic 1911 .22. And he brought it out. We set up a target. And I'm not lying when I tell you we were about 25 to 30 yards away. And when he pulled out his gun and he aimed it, and he's a quadriplegic, and he shot that gun, the first shot he did hit the mark. And he hit the target, first shot, first try.
Damn.
I even have it on video. I was like, what in the world? I was like, no way, bro. I was like, Annie Oakley over here.
Right.
So it's like, I know that, you know, you probably could now, I don't know, just to have fun. But then again, like, even to work on your hands, what were you thinking about doing? Any kind of exercises or, like, video games or anything like that?
No. So I have these splints I wear at night, and I have stuff like this. Like, I'll put it in my hand and, like, you know, and then I work on them all day long, like, stretch them out. And, I mean, honestly, it does get better, but it sucks, man. It's, like, I cannot grab anything, because as soon as I go to, like, reach to grab something, it's my wrist. My wrist will not go back. Like, if my hands, like, to get my hand open, my wrist has to be like this.
Right. So as soon as you, like, put it up, it'll close.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. I bought all these things. I bought so much shit off of Timo. I got, I mean, I'm not even lying. Sorry. This person is like asking about the live and I'm telling him where to go. It says it right on the page.
You know what? While you're talking, let me go ahead and I'll share it on my Rick Bader page in case they're looking for that, but go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. The Wheelchair Rick page. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go share it on my regular page. That way, if they're looking on my regular page, they can find it.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just stretch them out during the day all the time because they hurt. When they're stretched out, they don't hurt as bad. And I've gotten so much shit off of Timu. I got like this glove. I haven't used it yet, but this glove you put on your hands to like straighten it out.
Right.
That's like electric kind of thing or something. I don't know.
I've heard about those.
I have one. I just haven't used it because I'm scared to use it, because like if it doesn't work, I'm gonna be fucking pissed and feel like a failure. So that's why I haven't used it.
Well, and I'll say this too, there's a lot of people that'll tell you don't not try it just because you think you might fail at it, you know what I mean? If it's gonna especially if it's from fucking Timu, man, if it only costs $5-6, grab that shit. See what it does.
Well, that one was 45, but yeah.
Okay. That's like, I see
but
what you're
I'm
saying.
Gonna tell
it's beyond
you,
the limit.
I got a sit and stand. Do you know what that is? Like the sit and stands?
Is it like just like a standing frame where you sit in it and it stands you up?
So it's a transfer thing, but you pull yourself up to stand. There's something there at your knees. It's like a little small, like it's not like it's a wide machine, but it's not a lot to it. You grab the bars, pull yourself up, and stand up. And it, when you stand up, it has pads right there to lock your knees, to keep your knees straight so you don't, like, you know, fall.
I've seen people
and
using
then
them, yeah.
And you sit down on it and transfer. And I got that from Temu. It was $200. Best investment I ever made. Like, to transfer, it's so easy to get me to and from. All I do is grab it, pull up. Once I'm pulled up, then there's a seat that goes, that slides right there, like goes down horizontally. And just, I sit there and I can stand up if I want or sit, and they transfer me.
Nice. Heck yeah. Temu does have a couple good things every once in a while, if you know where to look, I guess.
I got this wheelchair from Temu. I get everything from Temu, honestly.
I quit buying off Temu when I ordered, I forget what it was. It was like a nice neon light or something. I thought it was super cool, and I paid like $30 for it. And it comes in the mail, and it's this big. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I was so mad. And
you should have looked like at the dimensions.
Yeah, and then everybody's like, did you look at the dimensions? No, I did not. But... you know, you live and you learn and then get loves. What up, Mike? Good to see you. Everybody live watching, thank you for watching. Make sure to like and share. All right, so we are moving right along here. Number five, what is something that you wish you could do right now that you can no longer do?
Go out. Just, like, go out on my own. And do anything, honestly.
Right. Go see a movie. Like, go get some freaking burgers.
Normal
something.
Shit. Yes. Right. Like, I'm just, I don't know. It's just hard for me because of my situation. But and maybe because it's because I'm so fresh in it. But it's like, I'm so worried. Like, right now is the time that I need to have the physical therapy and the occupational therapy because I need to know what I need to work on. And I'm just, you know, they keep telling me, and I don't know if it's true, but they say like the first year is like the most pertinent, important time. And I don't have any of that. So I'm just like, I hope that like that doesn't, you know, hinder me in the future, like anything that I would be able to do, but I couldn't because I couldn't get to it. Like, you know, when I was supposed to or something, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And you know, when you're so new into it, you get all these different thoughts, you know what I mean? That they just,
yeah,
it clouds your judgment. You don't really know what to think or how, especially in your condition. Like, you really don't have, I mean, your mom, it's like, thank God you got her, but,
yeah, but she works during the day every day too. So,
right. And so it's like, you kind of got to vibe for yourself and, you know, You'll start to get, and you're going to look back on this too, when I'm saying this to you, you'll start to get into a routine to where you know that you're good with, you know what I mean? Like, once you start getting into something that you can like feel comfortable with and you know what you can do, you know what your limits are, you know what I mean? Like what's doable, yeah, what's not doable. Once you get your insurance going again, once you get like all your stuff back to where it should be, pieces will start coming back together. And hopefully, I mean, don't quote me on this, but I mean, like, you know, once that usually starts happening, your life will start to improve a little bit by little bit, and you'll start noticing things that are getting a little bit easier, and you'll look back at where you were now, and you'll be like, damn, I came a long way from there, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they even said, because I was trying to get a letter of protection from my lawyers to, like, get into doctors and places. Some people took it, some people didn't. But Brooks Rehabilitation down here is, like, a huge, like, world-renowned rehab. And they told me that they would accept me back into rehab. I just need to get Medicaid because I feel like my status has changed at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and all that needs, and see, like, I don't know, I live in Michigan, and the only reason that I am where I am today is because of I had auto owner's insurance. I had auto insurance. I had full coverage on my van, and when I got in my accident, that covered to where it would, you know what I mean? Like, literally, I remember being in Mary Freebed Hospital, and my case manager at the time comes up to me, and, like, she's in the room, and she says, hi, Rick. She's like, I don't mean to startle you or sound harsh or anything, but I just want you to know not to worry about anything, because any bill that's ever coming to you because of this accident will be covered by your insurance for the rest of your life. And I thought, at the time, I was like, who fucking cares, lady? Like, I'm in a wheelchair. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Yeah.
Excuse my language, but, you know, I didn't. I was just mad, kind of. I mean, I wasn't really mad. I was like, I was still in shock of not realizing, like, what this was going to, you know, where I was going to go, like, how I was going to live life, you know what I mean?
Right.
But looking back at it now, it's like, man, like, I've got pretty lucky. I mean, I want to say blessed, you know what I mean? Like, luckily I had what I had and I am where I am now. And that's why, like, I feel like it's important to share stories like yours, because you're not alone. I hear, you know, all the time people are like just struggling, just trying to survive doing this. And I feel like, man, like, that could be any one of us just trying to get, you know what I mean? Just trying to go to the store to get a damn meal for the night is hard
right.
to do. You know what I mean?
And that's why too, it's like bringing awareness, but not only that, like, you know, someone hearing my story, they could probably be going through the same thing. And it's always good to reach out to people and talk to people when stuff like this is going on, because it's like, you're not alone. This is like a whole little community and there is support. So,
I like to call it the wheelchair mafia.
Yeah.
I should hit a button.
Exactly.
There we go. Wheelchair mafia.
Yeah, speaking of that, don't you have some t-shirts or something?
I do. And I'll sell you one after we get done. I'll get your size and we'll figure it out. Hey, I'm a salesman. I got to get something for it.
I saw in one of your earlier videos, you were like, didn't you give one away or something in one of your videos?
Yes, I did. And, you know, it's we usually have, like, on my wheelchair, and I need to bring this back. I need to get back on my wheelchair Rick page, and I need to start doing, like, drawings and, like, different things where people can get involved and, like, win stuff, like free t-shirts. I literally have a whole tote in my room full of t-shirts right now. The only bad part is they're, like, extra large and large. So there's no medium.
That's what
there's
I
no
wear.
Like, right. There's no smaller sizes.
The large.
But we might be able to help you out.
Yeah, this is an extra large. And even though, like, I'm not that big, I still like loose clothing now because of my para belly.
Right, right. Maybe I'll make you a deal and we'll have you do, like, a couple little model shoots, throw the shirt on, take some pictures and be like, yeah, wheelchair mafia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can definitely do that. You see my picture quality is good. I edit them and all that.
Yep. And one thing else I was going to say, too, is I just did an interview not so long ago with Natasha Best. I don't know if you remember that one. Shout out to Natasha.
Don't.
She's doing a really, like, man, after I talked to her, I feel like she just went pew, like a rocket, and took off. Like, she's been doing social media and videos and, like, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people are pulling her over on the side of the road, like, hey, I see your TikToks. I was like, oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Shout out, Natasha. Definitely. Like, you know, there's tons of life left. My grandpa always said, take it one day at a time. And you'll see where you're going to be. You know what I mean? Like, you can't think about 2 weeks
there.
From now.
I have that saying, that little, it's a little plant with a band around it, and it says one day at a time.
I know, it's funny how it all works that way, huh? What's your pain level like? You got any pain?
I would if I weren't taking my medicines. I'm on 20 milligrams of baclofen 4 times a day, which they say is the highest.
I'm on 10,
and...
so...
Huh?
I'm on 10 milligrams 3 times a day.
Yeah. Oh my God, these people are so stupid.
I didn't realize that 20 was the highest. I thought you could go a lot more than 20. But maybe that's on like a pump or something like that. Because I know some people got the baclofen pumps.
Yeah. I was just talking to a guy with the baclofen pump or whatever, but I don't know about that. I take gabapentin. I take, let's see, what do I take of that? I take 900 3 times a day.
Ooh, damn. I'm on 800. So you got me by 100. Well,
damn,
you got me by 300 technically, but yeah.
Yeah. I pushed for that. 'Cause I'm like, I'm not a good handler of pain at all.
So,
oh my God. Are you able to tag somebody? This person's like keeps messaging me like I can't find it.
We're gonna get this person involved. Son of a biscuit. What is this person's name?
This person's name is...
They want to be famous. We're going to make them... No, I'm joking.
Dustin Bushnell.
Dustin Bushnell. Let's see if I can comment and share something. Dustin Bushnell. I want to let me do anything. Do you know this person personally?
Through the wheelchair thing, I talked to him a few times. Yeah.
Nice.
He just wants to jump on. I mean, not jump on, but just view it or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's not popping up for me. That's probably because we're not friends, though. I was going to say.
V-U-S-H-N-E-L-L.
It says his name is Ryan.
Dustin.
Or Dustin, I'm sorry. Where did Ryan come from?
I don't know. If not, it's fine. Because, I mean, I don't understand.
Right. Yeah, why there's a lot of Dustin Bushnells. I would not know which one it is.
It's the one with the dog.
Oh, it's the dog? Okay, I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. It looks like I can't even ask him to be a friend. Oh, it's probably because I'm on my other page. I don't know. Anyway, Dustin will have to wait.
Yeah.
We'll see it next time. Just tell him to go follow Wheelchair Rick. Get on the page, Dustin!
Seriously.
What about... Like, let me ask you this question, and I'll work on that while you answer this.
Okay.
What helped you the most after your injury?
I'm honestly going to say my mindset helped me the most. He said got it or something. I don't know.
Cool.
Maybe he got it. But honestly, you know, my mind frame, because the doctor said that I'm never going to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you serious? They're like, yeah, only 5% of people with your injury level have ever walked again. Because my injury level is pretty high, right?
Yeah. Yep. For C, you're like up in the like neck region.
C5, C7. Yeah, they did surgery through my neck, the front of my neck right here.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yep. But, so they said 5% of people will never walk again. And I'm like, well, I'm going to be within that 5%. And then, you know, because I was just truly depressed when they told me that. I mean, I just was like, my whole fucking life is over. Because I always did for myself. I always, you know, worked, paid my own bills, was just super independent with everything I did. Never relied on anyone for anything.
Right.
No matter if it came down to me needing something, I was going to be homeless. I still, you know, would try to just figure it out. And now I'm just like, damn, I can't fucking figure it out. But I am figuring it out because I'm like, I'm going and looking at different things I can do. I'm trying to like be an inspiration to others, too, because I know how it feels. Like, you know, I'm only 7 months, but newly injured. It's like you don't know how to navigate. You don't know what to do first. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing, who to contact. I mean, it's a lot.
And for you to be such new into it and still willing to try to reach out to, like, talk and help to others or whatever is, like, great. You know what I mean? Because you're already in the mindset to where you're
Thank
like,
you.
You're like, I'm here. I'm going to be here. I'm going to make the fucking best of it. Where can I go? Who needs
yeah.
me where? You know what I mean? Like, put me to work. Let me do something.
Right.
Because,
right.
I'm always one of those people where I get up in the morning and I cannot just lay there and play video games all day. Like, I have to do something. There's got to be something in my structure. Otherwise, I feel like I'm wasting a day away. So,
yeah.
Always do that, I would say. Try to always plan a goal for the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Even if it's just one minor thing, you know, make sure you get that done. Because if you have that in your head and you're like, I got to go outside and I got to take, you know, this bag that's been sitting in my room, I got to take it out to the garage or get it out of my room, get it to the garbage, whatever, and then do whatever. Once you do that, you're going to be like, hey, I set a goal. I freaking did it. Hell yeah. Now what else do I
yeah,
do? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it makes you feel better. It makes you feel like you did something.
Yeah.
And somebody else I just talked to, too, said it pretty good, too. Don't feel like you have to either. Don't feel like you have to get up and go do all this different stuff. Like, enjoy it. If you just want to sit there and enjoy the day, go outside if it's warm, obviously. But listen to the breeze, look at the trees, listen to the birds, you know what I mean? Like, you'll get a lot more enjoyment out of things now because you don't have to do all the shit that you had to do before. It's just sometimes you want to, you know what I mean? Some people need to, some people have to.
Well, I just want to have, like, friends or meet people. Like, how do people do that in these situations?
So for me, luckily enough, I was already pretty, I mean, I don't want to say popular. I hate that word, but put it this way. Like, when I was in the hospital unconscious in a coma, over 100 people came to the hospital to come see me, and my fiance and some of my friends didn't even know, like, 20% of them. They're like, we've never seen these people before. We have no idea who they were. Being, like, having friends and stuff is all about your, like, mindset. If you want to go out anywhere, I don't give a shit if it's a bar, bowling alley, Walmart, gas station, anywhere. If you're out anywhere and you make contact with somebody and you talk to that person, chances are they're going to talk to you back. You know what I mean? Like, the worst thing that can happen to you to not meet new people is you get in your own way. Because you're scared of what's going to happen.
For me, like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm in my house 95% of the time because, again, I can't get downstairs, you know?
Right.
So
for that, I would say, like, online. Like, SCI Life, there's groups where you guys can, like, people get together, like, twice a week. Just online via Zoom, whatever. But then you also have, like, what I do, which is my next question, is hobbies. So to keep myself sane, I like to play video games. I got a couple of friends that we get on. I wear the headset, you know, and we'll just have a good time and go around and shoot aliens or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it kills the time. You're talking to people, you're being social with people, and it kind of makes you feel like you're not alone, obviously. But to meet new people without, like you said, without having to be able to go out, it's hard. Like, I don't see how you could without having that escape.
Yeah, because I had all my friends are in Virginia, you know, like, I'm down here, I don't know a soul.
Yeah.
And it's like, it would be nice to just, like, go have a girl's day or have somebody take me on a date or
right.
anything, you know, but I mean, I've met some people, honestly, I meet people in the ER when I go to the emergency room. So, and mm-hmm. I've, like, taken down a couple of their numbers, but, I'm going to be honest. My hobby right now is so embarrassing, but I think it is anyway. I only have, like, 50% of my GED completed from, like, way back when. So I'm, like, working on that right now so I can, like, get that done so I can go to, like, online college, because my whole life what I wanted to do was be, like, a psychologist or, like, some kind of mentor. So
right.
And then, you know, early on I wanted to, like, open up, like, a girls, like, group home or just, like, a place they could come to and whatever, talk, you know, keep them out of trouble and try to, like, direct them on the right way. Cause I wish I'd have had that when
this
I was
is before,
like,
before the injury, you had this, like, kind of dream.
Yeah.
Well, at least I got to say this, and it's not embarrassing. I think the GED thing is, you know, you want to kind of finish what you started, put it behind you. I call it the good enough degree. I got one. I myself backed out of school. That's another long story for another day, but,
right.
Yeah, no, it just having, like you said, like, ambitions to want to do something, to want to, like, try to help somebody. That's, like,
yeah.
Goal number one. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Goal number one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was getting too much into it, but no, I think there's always something good in, like, wanting to do something. You know what I mean? Like, and for
right.
you right now, like, you're fresh in your injury. There's tons of time for you to get to know different things, to try different hobbies. You know what I mean? See what you like, see what you don't like. I know another friend of mine, Amanda Barnes, she does these paints. Like, everybody gets together and has some wine or whatever, or just crackers and cheese, and they paint these pictures, and they get to bullshit and talk with each other and laugh and kind of, like, look at this, I'm putting a little thing,
like,
over here.
In person or on Zoom?
It's on Zoom, but mm-hmm. it's all over the country, you know what I mean? So it's, like, it's hard to meet up with people
right.
in person like that. And especially locally,
yeah.
like, if you're local, you know, depending on where you're at, unless you're in, like, a big city, it would be hard to find that many people that are, like, you know, in a wheelchair or even, like, disabled that would want to get together to do stuff. And if there was something like that, chances are either you're going to have to be a part of it to make it go better, or you're going to have to start it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I feel like even with it being 2025, we are so in the past with disabilities in America. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
It's horrible. I don't know. There's no other way to put it.
That's what, like, I've reached out to the news channel down here, and I've reached out to legislation, like, you know, the representatives for legislature down here to, like, bring to light what is going on with, there's no help for people in our situations. You know what I mean? Because it's like, not to like demolish or like, you know, shed a dark light on like hurricane relief, for instance. There's like people come together, people, the government gives you things for like hurricane relief or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, people that are newly injured, that lose absolutely everything and that have nobody, there should be something for traumatic experiences like that to help them at least get health coverage immediately, or like give them, you know, some kind of something to get their medications, and you know what I mean?
Right. Yep, absolutely.
I just feel like there's things for everything, but there's nothing for this. And like, to be honest with you, I like, you know, I haven't even been in contact with anyone in a wheelchair, like before I was in one. So it's like, it's looked past almost. And like, you know, legislation, of course, didn't reach back to me, neither did the news channel, but I'm going to keep pushing because it needs to be something that fucking changes.
And you know what? Also, I'm going to give you another name if you don't already know who she is. Gina, G-I-N-A, Shuh, S-H-U-H. She's a really big advocate. She lives in Arizona, I believe. But she is a badass, 100%. I love her to death. She's like, she rocks it. She'll go straight up and sit in front of a board and talk to people and be like, why is this? What's going on here? Right. Where is this money going? Why are we not getting this? You know what I mean? So check her out. Check her Instagram and everything else. She's cool as hell. I forget what the hell. I think her Instagram is Oops, I Broke My Neck, which is kind of funny. You know, I was looking out my window. I got somebody pulled up here. I think it might be your future boyfriend. Have you ever seen my Rick and Rowdy shows? Rowdy's a single guy.
That comment you made is steep.
I'm just joking. I'm playing with you. But no, I like to play matchmaker sometimes.
They have to apply first.
No, exactly. I don't know if you like big bearded welder guys, but he's a big bearded welder guy. I mean, you know, who knows? All opposites attract.
They have to apply first.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell them to fill out the paperwork. The proper paperwork. How old are you, by the way? I never asked you that. Normally I don't, but...
Guess. I love this.
Oh,
guess.
God. I'm going to say 28.
Thank you. 34.
I was kind of close.
I'll be 35 next month, actually.
Okay. So you're a little bit younger than me. I'm 39. Just turned 39 in July. Yeah, so, I mean, that's another thing, too. At least you're, like, kind of young enough to where you can, like, you know, you're still got your youth, your health, you can still work out, gain muscles. You're not, you know, you're no way, no shape, no form over the hill.
I have a question real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because if I don't ask, like, I'll forget it like that. My memory's horrible. I think it's because they prescribed me Ativan, so, for my anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I think it's giving me, like very big memory loss, like dementia almost.
Oh God.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. But a lot of, do you have legs? Like, can you kick your legs out or move them at all?
Nope.
You can't.
I'm a T3, T4 complete. Absolute chest down. No movement. No, I don't want to say feeling because like, I can still feel like when I have to like pee or something like that. Like, if my foot is inside my shoe and there's, like, a sock crushing my foot at the end of my shoe, I'll feel it. I'll get AD.
This might be TMI, but, like, are you able to, like, have sex?
Yes. So, I am able to. I mean, obviously, you have to use certain medications, you know, to kind of help you get there, but... I mean, there's still a feeling. It's not the same feeling. It's totally different. It's like, it's not totally, totally different, but it's different. You know what I mean? It's not the same.
Okay.
As far as like, you know, like the whole finishing thing, that is like a whole nother dragon. Certain guys can, certain guys can't. Certain guys will use what's called a TENS unit, and they'll hook it up down there, and turn it on, and then it'll like it'll pulse the muscle, so the muscle will contract and like expand to where it'll push the semen out.
Right.
But it's, I don't know, there's a lot into that. We tried one actually, called Sex After SCI. It's on my page. And we we had one discussion, I think, and we haven't had another one since. I think one of the reasons is because people on the panel didn't really get along. But it's a good discussion to have, though, because everybody's different. You know what I mean? Like, some guys can't feel anything.
Yeah, I just wondered that, because I don't know, obviously, because I've been, you know, here. But, like, I just wondered, because I don't know if I can or not, and I wondered that. And then I wondered, I'm like, oh, my God, like, if I'm in a wheelchair, should I go for, like, other people that are in a wheelchair to date, or, like, regular people, or, like, which, I don't know.
I mean, really, it's just, I mean, I would say based on your preference, I wouldn't count yourself completely out and be like, now I'm just, you know, now I'm down to wheelchair, guys. Fuck. But, keep your options open and, like, you know, just try to experiment. You know, if you want to test something out, do it yourself first. See what you feel. See what happens.
I
know it's kind of weird when you're like first new and you're like, I don't even want to try. Like, I don't even want to start trying, because it's like, what if I get disappointed? Now I'm like, fuck.
Frustrated. Yeah.
So just, you know, take it slow. And that's one thing that we have to wrap our mind around. I was just talking to my doctor today, and even like the nurse, she was like, that's one of the biggest things that guys, especially for guys, is as soon as they get paralyzed, that's the first thing they think about. And that's the biggest blow.
Oh, I'm sure. That's the biggest blow. That's the first thing they think about, not being paralyzed.
Yeah. I'm going to give you one of those for that. Good point. but no, and it's like, you know, it comes to really where you think about it. It's like life is more than just sex. You know what I mean? We were put here to do more than procreate, reproduce.
Right. Right.
And when you're in the position to where you're opening up your mind more, to where it's not just, oh, damn, look at that hot ass girl in those tight pants. Now you're seeing more of life for what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
This clip is hurting my head. I know. And then, you know, it's a thing that people are like scared to talk about, but it's just like everybody wonders, but no one asks. So I'm always the one. I have like no filter. So,
oh yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, and no, I just made a comment in SCI Life about, you know, one thing I miss about being able-bodied is putting in that work. And I said, all the fellows will know what I'm talking about. So for that, like, that's over. You know what I mean? Like, people in my position, there is no more of that, where we can just take over and fucking, you know, be a man about it anymore. Now you're just kind of, like, at her mercy type deal. So you do what she wants, and she puts you where she wants you type deal. So,
it's a little bit to the women.
Yeah, it's a little bit debilitating for a man to get used to, but I mean, once you kind of get your head over it, and it's like, so what? You know what I mean? Like, you still, life goes
no
on.
No pun intended.
Right. There you go. I'm going to give you another one of these. All right. Now, I got two more questions for you. Traveling. You had to travel after your accident. Do you like to travel, or what is it? Yes. Like, I mean,
I love to travel. Like, right now, to be honest with you, I'm trying to figure out, after I get a settlement, where I'm going to live. I don't want to go back to Virginia, because I love Virginia, but I was in too many dark places there at too many dark times, and it's just like, you know, why not go
see something
else?
Return to the black hole, right?
Right. I really wanted to live in Alaska, but the cost of living there is extremely high. So now I'm taking, I literally took a test like when I was like, I don't know, in my 20s a while ago, that said, what state should you live in, or what state are you like meant to live in? And it said Wisconsin. So I'm contemplating that one.
Hey, you know, that's not too far from Michigan, and the Green Bay Packers are a reputable football team. You know, the NFL's all rigged now, but there's a lot of cheese there.
What is Michigan like? I mean, it snows. I want to be in a place that snows.
Okay, so Michigan is good for that. Like, literally about 4 months out of the year, we go into hibernation mode. There's been points where I can barely even get out to the wheelhouse because the snow has been so deep. But lately, our snows haven't been like I remember them as a child. You know what I mean? Like, we do have snow. We just actually got some snow a couple days ago, because we had that big cold front that came down.
Yeah, I hate the hot weather. That's why I hate Florida.
Oh, you would love Michigan
Yeah. Yeah. What part of Michigan? I mean, I live in
southern Michigan, so I'm like right by Jackson, Michigan, Jackson County. Like, the thing I like about being a Michigander is we can hold up our hand. That's our state. And then I can be like, I'm right here. So I'm like right at the border. So like right down by like Ohio and Indiana. I'm like right in between there. And it's not bad. You know what I mean? The further up north you go, the colder it gets. The winters last longer.
Right. What's the cost of living like there?
Well, I mean, the price of gas, you're looking still at about like $2.79, $3 on a bad day. It goes above $3 every once in a while.
How about for like, say like a 2-bedroom apartment? How much do you think that would be there?
You're probably going to do a 2-bedroom apartment, depending on where you're at around town, you're probably going to be paying about $1,200 to $1,300 a month.
Okay.
That's on the low end. That's like low end though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The hood.
Maybe. I can't say yes or no because I haven't looked for a long time. Yeah, there's definitely opportunity in Michigan, though, because, like, Michigan, their ADA stuff is, like, pretty good. Like, they're really good about, you know, like, if you're in a wheelchair and you need access to something and something's not accessible and you need it, Michigan facilities and people are normally, like, right up on it. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, let us help you. Let us do this. Let's get you to this guy. We'll put you to this guy. This specialist knows this guy. This place works with your insurance, so we're going to put you with this person. Because, I mean, I have, like, Medicare or Medicaid, one of the two up here. But I think the Medicaid thing is the same all over the country, though. You know what I mean? Like, they only deal... Because if you don't have auto insurance like I do, right, you're only going to be able to get certain things covered. So then I guess, I don't know. That's something I would have to look more into. Check it out online.
Well, Medicare, you can't get until you're on disability for 2 years, right?
Maybe that's why I have it.
But you can get Medicaid. You can get Medicaid, but you can't get Medicare until you're on disability for 2 years, right?
I don't even know how that works, to be honest, because I started off with Medicare, I thought, and then I went to Medicaid. Or was it aid and then care? I don't know. See, this shit's too confusing.
Yeah, Medicaid and then Medicare, yeah.
Damn gabapentin! I'm telling you. I blame gabapentin. So Michigan's in your cards. Wisconsin's in your cards.
How many milligrams of gab are you on?
I'm on 800 three times a day.
You said that. You said Wisconsin's in my cards?
So you got Wisconsin, you got Michigan. Indiana's not bad. Very flat, kind of boring, in my opinion.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I would definitely say Michigan is a peninsula. So anywhere you go, you're going to go to coastline. It's great. Grand Haven in the summertime. Ah, magnifique. I love it.
Have you been to Detroit?
Yeah, I've been to Detroit. Every state park in Michigan now has free track chairs. So you can go there and get a track chair and go out on the beach for free.
Shut up.
Yep.
Oh, they have beaches there?
Oh, dude, the whole state's a freaking beach all the way around the outer edges.
Shut up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do have big cliffs that you're not supposed to go on, but...
I've been watching the show Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they go all around, like, $200,000. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd definitely check out Michigan. All right, we got one more question for you. We're running a little bit over our time, but we're going to go ahead and get this one out the park. What would be, even though you're a newly injured SCI patient, what would be the best advice that you could give to a newly injured person, like, you know, that was like be in a bed right now, looking up YouTube, watching you right now? What would be your best advice to them?
That doctors are not always right, and that you won't know until you don't try, and just try to start moving anything that you can and practice doing that first. And, you know, it's just, there's no like, every SCI is different, so there's no reason why you shouldn't try to do everything they said you couldn't.
Right. That's good. That's good advice. Yeah. I like
it. And if I could tell them and my next advice is file for disability and Medicaid now.
Get it now! Yeah, I like it. I like it. Well, there you have it. Now, Amanda has got
Aiden,
a lot more.
There support if it's needed. You just have to look for it. But there's all kinds of pages and all kinds of support groups. And that is one thing that I was lacking. I didn't know what to do. You don't know how to navigate when you first get injured.
No, you don't. Which is why one of the reasons I started this damn channel.
Right. So if I'd have known that it'd have been better to apply with a lawyer first, I would have done that for the Medicaid and disability. But I applied for that when I was in the hospital. So yeah. I'm still waiting 7 months later. But,
gosh. Yeah.
Just know that there's support, that you're loved and cared about. And yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to give you another one of these because I think you did a great job. Go check her out, folks.
My son, I gotta say one more thing. My Go sign ahead. Is like right above my head, and it says, "Push yourself. No one is going to do it for you." That's the last thing I have.
I like that. Push yourself. No one's going to do it for you. Now, if you spend too much time in a manual wheelchair out and about town, you will see somebody else will want to do it for you, but you might not want them to. A lot of people have said that. I hate when people grab my back of my chair and try to push me. Like, dude, leave me alone. Let me go. I'm not your, you know what I mean?
I have a manual. Like, right now I'm in a manual because I'm upstairs. I have a manual one that I can wheel myself in. And then downstairs I have a electric one.
So you haven't even really – are those, like, your permanent wheelchairs or is that, like, just a kind of a temporary –
No, I haven't gotten anything. I got this one from Amazon for, like, $100.
Goodness.
Yeah, I mean, got to do what you got to do. I have no money, no health insurance, no nothing. So
right. Once your insurance kicks in, that's another thing you'll notice is hopefully, now don't mark my words, but hopefully once your insurance kicks in, they should be able to get you fitted, you know what I mean, for a wheelchair, a special wheelchair, a personal wheelchair.
Because I need one of those ones that raises up and down in height so I can actually navigate.
Yeah, that's like the one I got. I got a Promobile F3, which I highly recommend. I'm in it right. You can't really see it because of the camera, but like, I can. It goes up. It's very slowly. Which, hey, I'm wearing the fitted sweatshirt right now. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Coming up, going down. That's Steve Jessup. Shout out, Steve. But you see how high I'm getting.
Like, yeah, but doesn't that take a while to get those and everything?
Yeah. Mine took
about once I get Medicaid,
5 months.
They'll give
I think
me like all kinds of equipment I need, right?
You would think so. Well, Medicaid, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what Medicaid does because I had the fast track auto owner's insurance. I had the, you know what I mean, the accident insurance pay for all my stuff, which if you have auto insurance, it pays quicker than Medicaid does.
I don't have.
So like your stuff,
driving,
I don't even know. So. I don't even know how long that would be. Well, I wasn't driving either. I just had full coverage on a vehicle I wasn't even in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, hopefully I would say it should take no less than a year. Once you start to finish, it should be about 5 to 6 months.
Everything takes so long. That's all I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on money. I'm waiting on proof for Medicaid disability. Like, I'm waiting on everything. And everyone says you get denied the first time. Did you?
For Medicaid?
No, for disability.
For disability, no. The first time I did, no. They accepted me right away.
Was that for, so there's two things, there's SSI and then there's SSDI, right?
That's what I got, is a Social Security disability.
Okay, because SSDI told me to apply for SSI as well. I don't know. I'm so confused about it all still.
See, and like that's what I don't miss, is I don't miss like not knowing where to go or what to do.
My God.
It's a pain in the ass, I'm telling you. I wish I could tell you more, like, that I'd know, but I don't. I don't know. I don't know, like, and, you know, because, like I said, everybody's different. And for your specific particular case, you know, I wouldn't know which way to go because I'm not there. I don't know how Florida shit works. I know Michigan is a little bit easier. I've heard Florida's not bad, though. I know a guy, Albert Shaw, lives
in
Florida.
They suck. They're horrible. I don't know who told you that, but Jacksonville is horrible.
Damn. Right.
Because it's the biggest city in the United States. So right. I guess because of that, I don't know why. But I had one more question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
As far as that para belly thing goes, is there a way to like get rid of that, or is that permanent?
Well, there is a way to kind of conceal it, I would say, and it's called a belly band. But in order to get rid of it, unless you have complete, unless you have movement down there, like unless you start feeling and able to contract your muscles, I don't know of any way to get rid of it, to be honest with you. Now, I do know, have you heard of a guy named Maldito Arnito?
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you all these people, too. I'll share them if you want. He's a quadriplegic,
yeah,
but he's like, looks like he's in fantastic shape. I don't know how he avoided the quad belly. So I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to do it. Like, I have a para belly, so I got the belly too, but it's like, I can't do nothing about it. You know what I mean? The people that I've seen in my rehab, this guy was down for like 30 years. He had one. And he's like, yep, some of us can get rid of it.
Are you able to lean all the way forward and touch your toes?
Yeah, if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if that like helps or anything. I'm just trying to figure out if it's any way to help it. Because, you know, it sucks. It's just like, you know, everyone's different. So it's not really like the information you get isn't tailored to everyone. And then it's like you have to know specifics to figure out, you know, what's best for you.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I would definitely, you know, there's more things to look into. And like, even to this day right now, I don't have all the answers. You know, I'm only, 6 years in, and I still feel kind of new with this shit sometimes. So it's like, I try to do what I can, you know what I mean, and give everybody the ideals of what I think would be right, the right thing to do. But at the end of the day, the only way you're really going to truly know is when you do it, when you check it out, when you do the research, when you figure it out, when you go up and push that button or, you know, wear that wrap or do that exercise or whatever to see how it does work for you. Because even if you find something that works for you and you're like, yeah, do this, Rick, it worked for me, I'll try it and it won't work for me because my body's different. My metabolism's different.
Right.
Everything's different. You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, that's definitely something to look into. But what we'll do, stay with me. I'm going to stay with you real quick after we get off here.
Okay.
Everybody else, all of Amanda's socials are going to be in the description after the live. So if you're watching live right now, give me a little bit. We're going to put everything down in there. And you can tune back in.
Like
and check
share
out the description
to
be in there. Yep. And then for anything else, yeah, like, you know, check us out every Wednesday. We want to get somebody on here all the time. And if you're scared, just look at Amanda. She was nervous and she did it. Turned out pretty good, huh?
If you're scared, go to church.
Boom. And you know what's funny? You got the longest wheelchair Wednesday ever. Yep.
I get a free t-shirt for that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe. We'll ask you some trivia questions after the show and see how you fare. I'm just joking. All right, so everybody else, thanks for watching. Tune in hopefully next week to another Wheelchair Wednesday. And with that, we'll see you. Stay with us, Amanda. We'll sit with you right quick. We'll see you later. Peace out.